And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here, Alabama. Y'all, I'm talking about this show goes like way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi all thrown in just for good measure.
We got a text from Frank.
What?
Frank from Huntsville.
Frank from Huntsville? What's he
saying? He said you do a good Mitch McConnell impression. I picture a Rockwell painting and end up with the funny farm.
Thank you, Frank. I didn't promise you a midterm Republican wave. All right, listen, on to Dipper number one, choosing choice. All right, that's the topic of the first part of the show here. School choice is a huge, huge deal. If you listen to the show for, you know, at all, really, you're going to know that I've been a proponent of school choice dating way back, including my time in the legislature, including my time with the Alabama Policy Institute, and now absolutely using this platform God's given me here at Right Side Radio. Well, yesterday we had a major piece of legislation that has passed the first half of the legislative process. House Bill 129 came out of the House. Now, it was amended. There are some concerns about the amendments. I don't want to throw out the baby with the bathwater, but I still look at it and go, I think it's good. But I tell you, somebody who really watches this stuff and does a great job with it, somebody who I was proud to actually work with back in the days in Montgomery, is on the line with us right now. Ryan Cantrell is the Vice President for Governmental Affairs from the American Federation for Children, a national organization that's doing amazing work all over the nation for the issue of school choice. And he's on right now. Ryan Cantrell, how you doing?
Bill, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Man, thank you. And by the way, I know you're traveling and you're like tucked away in a corner at an airport somewhere. So thank you for making time for us.
Yeah, I'm happy to. Excited to talk. It's a great time to be talking about school choice in Alabama. So excited to talk a little bit about it.
Well, brother, you've been in the trenches on this thing and you served in the Alabama State House back in the day. And so you've seen the machinations. You know how hard it is to get something done, especially with the Alabama Education Association, the teachers union here, and what they always do and oppose. But give me your thoughts about where you think we're headed right now and how you feel about HB 129.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think the place to start with this is, you know, what's really exciting about this is Alabama. I mean, we're talking about Alabama, who has never been a leader in school choice, but Alabama is poised to, you know, really take the baton from the eight other states across the country who have passed universal school choice in the last 2 years. That's a really, really exciting thing. You know, we typically aren't viewed as the leaders in any type of education reform minded initiatives. And so this is we're in a really exciting place. We're one step closer to expanding educational freedom to every family in Alabama. So I'm really excited about the direction we're going in. The leadership, Governor Kay Ivey, and leaders in the legislature have shown, you know, Representative Garrett, Senator Arthur Orr, you know, really couldn't ask for better leadership on this than the three folks that I just mentioned. So really excited. You know, families I know are excited, and we're one step away from it becoming a reality.
Well, and so you mentioned something there about, you know, who has been sponsoring and carrying this legislation. So if the governor is going to sponsor it, and for those who don't know, Senator Arthur Orr and Representative Danny Garrett, those are the two education budget chairmen for the House and Senate. For them to carry the bill is a clear signal, along with the governor's support, that we've got something that has the weight of leadership behind it, correct?
Yeah, I mean, Phil, you remember back in 2013, it really took leadership to pass the Alabama Accountability Act, and ever since that time, you know, that leadership has, especially at least when it comes to school choice, has been lacking. And so to see two budget chairmen, the governor really take up the baton on this is a huge deal, and just shows the amount of seriousness that they're taking around this issue, and shows, you know, how much of a reality this has of getting done here in the next probably next week and a half.
So let me ask you this: there are some concerns about the way HB 129 was just amended in the House process in committee. I think it was actually a full sub was dropped on a substitute, which, for those who not be familiar, You can have the original version of a bill. You can put an amendment on it, or you can drop a sub, which is like saying a new version of the bill. And anyway, this thing was amended in committee. And so some of the things that have happened now have raised some eyebrows. There's issues like homeschoolers will not get as much resource credit here as people going to a brick and mortar school. There's also accountability put in there with testing and proof of accreditation. And some folks are concerned that's the state dabbling in a private school's affairs. What are your thoughts on all these?
Yeah, so I mean, I think the main point that I would make is, in a lot of ways, this program as it's currently designed or as it's currently making its way through the process, it is a lot like the Accountability Act. That's a program that has served thousands of students and not only served them, but changed the course of their lives. And so, in a lot of ways, the two programs are very similar, with the exception that this program is actually more broad-based. It's going to serve more students. It's going to offer more options to families across the state of Alabama, and give parents more educational freedom. Is this bill perfect? No, but I'll be honest with you, Phil. AFC's been involved in passing school choice legislation all across the country, and I have yet to see a perfect bill pass the legislature. Is this a great place to start? Absolutely. This is going to give roughly 14,000 kids the opportunity to be in the education environment that works best for them. It's not forcing anybody to do anything. It's a simple opt-in program, which we view as if we're allowing for freedom and of choice in education, that's what this program does. And so I think we have to be careful. Like you said in the opener, we don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater when we're talking about a $100 million program that could serve 14,000 kids who desperately need another option. This will lay the foundation for school choice in Alabama that, ultimately we'll be able to refine over time as we see how the program works, as we see the changes and tweaks that need to be made. But at the end of the day, this is, this is a huge step in the right direction. And so, it's easy to be distracted by some of the things that you wish weren't in there, but man, there's so much good stuff that I would hate to be distracted by the handful of things that we don't love.
Well, so you make a great point, and I said before, we got to be careful not to let the quest for the perfect outweigh the ability to gain the good. So I don't disagree with that at all. So let me ask you this: in your opinion, you said something about Alabama taking this on and passing the baton. If this bill goes into law, which there's every reason to believe at this point that it does have that momentum, if this passes into law, where does this rank Alabama in terms of being states that have a true measure of school choice?
I mean, if you look at just the size and the scope of programs across the country, I mean, I think this program would put Alabama in the top five of school choice programs. Again, this would be the ninth state in the country to offer universal school choice. There are a couple other states that are really, really close, serve 97-98% plus of students in the state. But, Alabama would be the ninth state to offer universal school choice to families. And so, that's a huge deal. And right out the gate, to be able to serve 14,000 students with a $100 million cap is a huge deal. So, I mean, I think this is going to make Alabama a true leader in education, a true leader in school choice for sure. But I think when we look back on education in Alabama, hopefully 10, 15, 20 years out from now, I think we're going to be able to look back at this point in our history and really view this as a tipping point for education in Alabama. This is really going to force the traditional public school system to take a hard look at the way they're educating students. We want there to be high quality public schools. We want there to be high quality charter schools, just the same way as we want private schools to be high quality. And we want to make sure that homeschool students are getting a high quality education. Because at the end of the day, that's what all of this is about. It's about making sure that students are educated, making sure that students have the option to graduate high school, go on to college, or go on to have a career. And ultimately, just have a great life and be able to give back to the state, give back to society. And so, I think this program is really going to put us on the track to do that. And I'm excited to see all the programs that are changed because of it.
Well, that's good stuff, man. And listen, I know you're traveling. I got one more question for you before we go. You have the ability to speak from a national perspective. I mean, you came from Alabama. You're from here. You've worked in the trenches here for school choice. But now in your given position with American Federation for Children, you see things on the broad scale. You're able to see what this state versus that state and other states are thinking about and doing and what where they. Here's my question for you. The opponents to school choice, especially here in Alabama, they say that what we're doing is trying to break education, like break the backs of public education. We're going to crush public education. Is there any state in your broad view where a measure of school choice has been applied that wound up then breaking public schools?
I mean, the only research that I've seen that shows the impact of school choice programs has shown how much better it is for overall educational attainment in a state. I'll give you a quick example. Florida, when they passed their school choice program early in the early 2000s, was about in the mid 30s from from an educational attainment perspective. Fast forward 20 years. And now they're in the top two or three year over year over year, and especially with low-income families, low-income students. We're seeing better test results. We're seeing better long-term outcomes. We're seeing higher graduation rates. And that's not just for students enrolled in a private school choice program. That's for students who remain in the traditional school, in the traditional public school as well. It's the same for students that are in charter schools. So, I firmly believe, and I think the research shows, that a rising tide lifts all boats. And I think that's what we're going to see in Alabama. And I'm really looking forward to the changes that we see over the next 10 to 15 years.
Well, listen, Ryan, let's stay in touch on this because it still has the Senate to go through. We'll keep an eye out this for possible amendments and see what'll change, if anything. In the meantime, though, you have safe travels. And man, thanks so much for making time for us in the middle of your schedule.
No, happy to. Thanks for having me, Phil. And yeah, hopefully we get this thing done.
All right, brother. Take care.
All right, you too. Thanks.
All right, that was Ryan Cantrell, Vice President of Governmental Affairs for the American Federation for Children. And it's very cool, by the way, to see folks that you worked with in the trenches here in Alabama suddenly on the national scale. I can think of several like that. It's just so good to see. In the meantime, we're going to take a break right now. We'll come back, and I'm still on this. Choosing choice. Where are we? What does this bill have? What are the details? I'm going to nugget out for you and tell you what's coming if this bill passes into law. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.